throws. He's got Decker there. Decker's got the catch inside the 10. Eric Decker, first and goal at the 2.
Joined now by rookie wide receiver Eric Decker. Eric, last couple weeks, some of the highlights that I've cut up, seen you been making some plays. At what point this season do you think, is it your health is where you want it to be? Is it you're just kind of playing football?
Yeah, you know, it's a combination of both. Obviously, physically, I feel a lot better than where I was in training camp. And two, just I understand the system, understand what my role is on special teams and offensively, and I think I got a lot more confidence than I had coming in.
Looks like you're having fun out there playing football. First question, fans are wondering, you got drafted not by just one but two baseball teams, but what really kind of tipped the scale that led you to want to stick with football and be a pro football player?
I always tell people it's kind of that it factor. You know, it's hard to explain, but it just fit me personally better. You know, baseball is a lot of fun. I enjoy playing college baseball. I learned a lot about myself and just skill-wise that carried over to football. But every day I woke up and just kind of loved the game of football because it's a passionate game. It's an emotional game. And it's more structured, I think, which, you know, you get stuck in the minor leagues in baseball, which, you know, is something I really didn't want to experience. And it's been great being out here in Denver.
Hand-eye coordination aside, what skills, experience, talents can you kind of take from baseball that you played for a long time and use playing wide receiver and on special teams? Anything kind of crossover?
I think the biggest thing as a wide receiver is tracking. When you're at the plate, tracking the ball out of the pitcher's hand, when you're in the outfield, tracking the ball and trying to, you know, make a great catch, whether it's over the shoulder, coming in for a diving catch, you know, those things definitely correlate.
How about special teams? You've been playing a lot of special teams, something that coaches here, they'll say it's important, we need you doing this.
Oh, definitely. You know, I found out that it's a really important phase, and it wins and sets up ball games, and I didn't do it a lot in college, and my first time doing it in Jacksonville, you know, it was kind of a welcome to the NFL feeling. I had to go down and break up a wedge and got put in my butt, and I was like, oh God, I don't know if I could do this. But over time, I've gotten a lot better. I've understood, you know, I got to play lower, got to play, have a defensive mentality, and it's been a lot of fun because it's different than offense and than a wide receiver position. So I've enjoyed it.
One fan wrote in, kind of dealt with the same thing you did, got injured, had to gray shirt a year. He's hasn't played football in a year, wants to know how you kind of mentally fought through that.
Yeah, you know, it was tough mentally. When I went through my injury, Brandon Stokely reached out to me, which was big for myself. And I just surrounded myself with great people, and I went down to Arizona and did my training and tried to stay involved with the guys. And that's the biggest thing is you're not playing the game, but you want to stay involved, watch film, you know, you can catch footballs and just kind of be around it. And once I got back into it, I'd say that it was tough because I wasn't used to the physicalness. I wasn't used to getting out in and out of routes, so that took me a little bit just to knock the rust off. But I think the biggest thing was my passion that kept me going and pushed me through the rehab process and into fall training camp.
You guys this week on Monday spent some time out in the community, helping kids get gifts for their families, Boys and Girls Clubs. Is that kind of an example of how you're kind of meshing in with Denver? How are you enjoying being here so far?
Yeah, you know, Denver's been great. Like I say, it's kind of my new God's country. It kind of reminds me of Minnesota and Arizona, where I spent most of my time, a combination of it, the four seasons. But obviously it's a lot nicer weather-wise here than Minnesota, and it's sunny all the time. So, but to get involved in the community, you know, I did a lot of that when I was at Minnesota, and it's important to give back, especially when I'm in the role that I'm in, that, you know, people look up professional athletes, and while you have that time, you know, you got to share with others. And to see the, you know, smiles in the kids' faces and have an opportunity for them to enjoy Christmas with presents is something that I think you cherish for a lifetime.
You said December right now. You guys just came in from practice. You're in short sleeves. Exactly. It's a little different. Last question. We've got a minute. One fan wrote in, wants to hear your greatest Northern Pike story. Maybe you got a couple. What's one you can remember?
I say the greatest fish story would be shooting carp. I live kind of by a dam, and we stand on top of the bridge, and the carp come up and get the fresh water on top, and we sit there with our bows and just wait for them to come up and shoot them. And there's one time we hit this like 35 pounder, and it just dragged us all the way down the dam. We're like, oh man! But it was something that I did a lot when I was younger, and enjoyed it. And I say that's probably my best fish story.
That's a good one. It's real fishing. Yeah. Thanks so much for your time, Eric. Good luck in Arizona. Thanks for sending in your questions. We'll have another few minutes with next week.